Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Well, hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And how are we doing today, Big JD?
We're doing okay today.
What's going on anyway?
Nothing much.
Other than this isn't Sunday morning when we're recording this show.
Shh. It's not?
Why do you want me to shh?
I don't know.
You don't want to let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah, we'll let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, that's right. It's not live because but we have prior engagements.
Yes.
Tomorrow. So this is a day early, actually, that we're recording this show.
Right. So it's still timely, though.
But I, Big JD, may be live on Yahoo while the show airs Sunday morning. So you can look for me on Yahoo, username The Jabbercast. And you may find through the summer that we occasionally have shows that are not actually live. They'll be pre-recorded.
Yeah, because it's summertime.
That's right.
Summertime.
Even Big JD and Lippo have to get out and enjoy the summer weather.
Yeah, Sunday morning is typically a day that I like to get at her, especially if it's nice.
And tell them what you like to do Sundays.
I prefer to lay in bed and masturbate.
Okay. So do I. So we may as well get together and no.
It's golf.
Golf, yeah.
There's a group of guys that I on occasion golf on a Sunday with. Mm-hmm. The singer in our band, Dan Taylor.
Yep.
Really good friend of mine.
KingFridayRocks.com.
If we have the opportunity to get together on a Sunday, you know, it's an opportunity that we, you know, not necessarily see each other in a band setting.
Right.
So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Some camaraderie goes on mm-hmm. the golf course, and it's nice to get out. It's nature or whatever. Smell the fertilizer in the grass.
And Big JD's got to ride his hog.
Sweet. No, I have no hog.
So if you, want to find me on a Sunday morning, just look for the big Harley Davidson riding around with a big Jabbercast flag hanging off the back.
A Jabbercast flag. And you too can get your Jabbercast flag
at StephenLarry.com. Well, we sell them at both places.
StephenLarry's and BigJD.com.
Yeah. You can go to BigJD.com and get your Big JD merchandise. Still available.
Can you
in
get,
small quantity.
Can you get the Jabbercast flag there yet?
No.
Do they sell?
You can actually
flags?
Get Jabbercast. I believe you can get Jabbercast merchandise, actually. But I don't actually know the URL to the Jabber. We didn't implement that yet. Jabbercast merchandise, Easy Mac podcast merchandise, and Lippo merchandise.
No, there's got
Lippo on your T-shirt. That'd be sweet.
I don't know
on
about
your
that,
panties.
Bro. On my panties.
Not your panties.
Oh, Lippo,
their panties.
Lippo on her their panties. Panties. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lippo panties. The new Lippo panty by Ronco.
Have your pubic hair shaved while you wear your underwear.
Okay. Okay. On with the show.
Well, you said Ronco. Oh, I'm thinking of Norelco.
Yeah,
never
I didn't
mind.
Bring any genitalia fur into this.
No fur.
No, sir.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Anything on your radar as far as news goes on this fine
yeah,
Saturday
a couple
after...
The new Iron Man movie, is that actually out here?
Yes, opened on okay. Thursday, I think.
I was not... I don't want to make it sound like I'm... Well, I guess I'm not an Iron Man fan, but I wasn't, you know, much of a comic book fan, really. I mean, I didn't have anything against comic books, but I wasn't really too much in, you know, I was, but I don't think everything that everybody was into. I don't know what comic books I was reading, but I remember comic books were cool, and I liked the stuff that you could buy, and the little miniature soldiers, and the X-ray spectacles, and all that stuff. I remember comic books, but I don't remember what I was reading at. Maybe Spider-Man. Some things like that. Fantastic Four, if that was something or not. I don't know. Captain America. I don't remember. I was kind of into some of that stuff, but not a lot of the things like Iron Man. Don't really know or remember it. Maybe I was when I was a kid, but I just don't remember.
No, I don't remember Iron Man either.
And the thing, was it the Fantastic Four that The Rock was from and all that stuff? Or
The Rock played in the movie, yeah.
In the movie The Rock? No.
No, no.
No, but what was...
The Fantastic Four.
Yeah, what is it? One of them's called The Rock?
Yes, one is a rock.
Yeah, the Rock Man guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't really remember that very well. I don't. I remember seeing that as a comic when I was a kid, but I don't remember if I actually was buying that or into that or what I was reading. Mad and Cracked.
Yeah, I read
that
those.
That was my bag.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah, it was
Spy
cool
versus Spy and...
yeah.
And the foldouts in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I listened to a podcast with Dick DiBartoli. He's one of the writers at Mad.
Yeah.
And... on quite a bit of occasion, he'll give out memorabilia from like old Mad magazines and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, what's going on in the world, Big JD?
In the world? Iron Man.
Yeah,
now, is that showing here yet or deja vu?
Deja vu.
What else is happening in
actually,
the world?
Actually, my son, Eric, went and saw that last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Was it good?
He said it was great.
That's what I was getting at, actually, that the reviews are pretty good.
Yeah. He said it was surprisingly good.
And I like Martin Downey Jr. What's his name? Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey
Any
Jr.
relation to Morton Downey? Remember him?
He was like
remember
a talk show guy.
Remember his Big Mouth TV show?
Yeah. Did you like Morton Downey Jr.?
Oh, sure. Of course I did.
I had a feeling you would.
He reminds me of somebody like as outspoken as Lewis Black and as verbal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I don't remember him very well, but I just know he was like verbal, like Lewis Black gets really riled up about things.
He was cool. He was in a couple movies too, wasn't he?
Lewis Black?
No, Martin Luther King.
I think you're right, but yeah. Martin Luther King was in some old black and whites.
Speaking of looking like somebody, is the guy downstairs?
Okay.
Security guy?
Yeah.
I could have swore it was Jack Black in a security.
Oh, really? I don't think I've seen that guy. Maybe I don't know.
He's got the hair that goes like this. And
oh yeah, young guy or an older guy?
A young guy, yeah.
Oh yeah. I haven't seen him. I don't think. Maybe somebody newer.
Maybe. But I was going to say something to him, like, whoa, dude, you look like Jack Black.
Whoa, Jack, what's going on, buddy? Did you see the movie with Jack Black with the dinosaurs and all that? What was that?
With the dinosaurs?
King Kong. Was it King Kong? The ones with all the dinosaurs chasing them and he was a movie maker and everything? I think it was King Kong, the last King Kong with Jack Black. You didn't see that? That was phenomenal, man. Yeah.
I thought I've seen all Jack Black's movies.
King Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were dinosaurs in it, actually, yeah. They were chasing them.
I'll have to look into that.
Big locust bugs and King Kong, man, was just the biggest thing. You're missing out on all kinds of things.
I know.
Black Sabbath records and Jack Black movies.
Exactly. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you have to check that out. I wanted to talk for a second, just a brief second, because actually this is something what our show is based on. Maybe we'll talk about this later if we can remember the Adobe Flash thing and mobile. Let's talk about that after. What other news? You got any news?
Yes.
What's going on?
Microsoft and Yahoo. It's another technical thing because our show is actually...
Yeah. We didn't tell them what the show is about yet.
Microsoft and Yahoo, there's... of course, Microsoft put in a offer to buy Yahoo for, I think it was like $44 billion or something. And I think that worked out to be like $31 a share. And... Yahoo said, no, we don't want we're not going to take $31 a share. And so Yahoo said, maybe if you up the offer, we'll take it. Maybe somewhere between $35 and $37 a share. And supposedly, Microsoft gave Yahoo the ultimatum that last weekend was the deadline for accepting their $31 a share offer, or they were going to go after them hostily. And they, what do they call it, a proxy vote? So what they basically do is ask the shareholders to replace the current board of directors of Yahoo and put in a new board of directors in there who would, of course, agree to the purchase of Yahoo from Microsoft. So it turns out they didn't try another hostile takeover, but they offered them more money. It's the exact amount is not known yet, but it's more money. I knew that was going to be Big JD's reaction. And the iPhone's coming to Canada.
Yes.
That's a Yahoo right there. Yahoo! I know, so you probably won't buy one,
keep
right?
Keep listening for when we raffle off Lippo's video iPod.
Why would I get
Are you comfortable enough there?
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
I guess I just expected this to go down a little bit more, but it's actually tight right there. It was up here. Now it's down here, so.
Okay. I haven't found the right comfy zone here yet either myself. I'm okay. But
that's your opinion. Are you going to get an iPhone?
No. Not that I know of. If I was going to get one, I would get one in the States and swap the card. I wouldn't pay all the whole thing that goes on here. I'd go pay as you go and get the card from here.
But that would be wickedly expensive to like surf the web, get your mail, surf the web.
That's right. So I would buy mine here.
That's what I'm thinking. They're going to make packages totally suited.
I think the packages will be a lot of money though. And I don't know that I have to, you know, there's enough places around. If I had to surf the net, I know where to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd want to pay that monthly fee for that necessarily, but can never say never.
No, we'll see. And supposedly it's going to be 3G.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big GD and Lippo on WKBR.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo. Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
What's this week's show about?
This week's show is about technology. It's called the At War with Technology show. So we're going to be talking about a few different things, actually.
Guns and hand grenades.
Kind of war.
Why not?
Although you'd probably like to take some of those measures against your PC if you had one. So what are a few of the topics we want to touch on today?
We're going to talk about parents and old people and having to maybe help older folks who are maybe not as, how do you say?
Proficient?
Proficient, perfect word. With their computer, or just people who don't have anybody at all and are just frustrated with their computer, or we don't have to say computer, right? It can be any kind of technology.
Yeah, any kind of technology. Cell phones,
VCRs,
FRS radios,
DVD recorders.
Yeah, just about anything.
Their TV. HD
one. The new TVs, yeah. They wouldn't understand that. And also people that are afraid to use computers, are afraid to have it. They've heard, they've got this thing built up that, you know, it's a pornographic thing, or it's all the information is not real or true on it, or just different things like that they've got built up that they, you know, shouldn't use it, or wouldn't want to use it, or wouldn't want their kids to use it. And why anybody would not have that has kids that wouldn't have a computer is far beyond me. That's out of my scope.
It's because you don't have any kids.
Yeah, well. I don't know.
Yeah,
had kids, they'd have a computer, I think.
Of course. Of course they would. They'd have their own computer.
I've known people and heard people say that, no, I'm not getting computers for my kids because for the same reason. The parents don't use them. They're afraid of them. They're full of porn. They're full of child molesters. They're full of this. They're full of that. You know, they only really let in what you let come in to it, honestly, for part of the part.
I think people who are on Windows have a harder time of it because I think they're bombarded with so many little pop-ups that come up that have cancel or okay on them. And they all look very similar.
And a lot of them are seductive type, pornographic pop-ups and that kind of thing, I think.
I'm thinking of stuff that looks like it's totally legit, but then if you click on it, you're taken to somewhere.
And then you get frustrated by being bogged down with or because of that you got spyware or viruses and things like that, and that's really frustrating with a computer. But of course we use Mac computers and we don't have those problems.
No, we don't. So I think there's a problem there. Are you familiar with botnets?
Botnets?
No. Yeah. Okay. Botnets are probably one of the bigger threats out there right now, because what they do is they run a script or a program on your computer that then makes your computer a zombie to the master server that is using all your processing power. Like it's like an X11 grid it creates. But
right.
for you to hop on the grid unknowingly, you have to run something on there. And it'll come up with one of those. It looks like your window has been, or your Windows computer has been infected by a virus. Click here to check to see if it has. And when you click OK, basically you're saying, yes, run this program that allows me to connect to this botnet.
Right.
And boom, you're done. So then all of a sudden your computer starts running slow. You can't even surf the internet because it's just going so slow because these botnets are sucking out cycles out of your...
Yeah, what are they using it for when they have everybody's computer?
What do they use it for?
Yeah. What is it for, actually?
There are some really good uses to have all these... all these zombies out there. I'm trying to think of one that's coming to the top of my head that has to do with serving up ads or I'm trying to think why do they use it?
The bottom line for a lot of people though is that the computer's going to slow down. They're going to get frustrated. Understanding all this stuff is like just, you know, a bunch of gibberish.
With the botnets.
Yeah, like I guess kind of getting into the definition and what it all is and does. I mean, if your computer's running slow, you're getting frustrated. You know, maybe you're an older person or maybe you're somebody who's just so frustrated that you don't use your computer for all the things that it can do for you.
Right. I don't want to tell people why the botnets. I just want to know if you heard.
No, I didn't. And that's also just one aspect of the show, of course, because there's, you know, cell phones and why some people don't use cell phones. You know, they don't need it or they don't this or they don't that. But that's technology. And many people are at war with technology. I don't have a phone because maybe you don't want to pay the bill for a cell phone, which is one thing. That's fine. But a lot of people, I don't know how to use it. I don't need it. Meanwhile, they're, you know, maybe a young woman who works a night shift. All the more reason maybe to have a phone. You have ill parents or anything like that. All the more reason to have a cell phone, you know, so that you can be contacted or make an outgoing call if you needed to. There's a lot of reasons. But you have to realize and understand that even if you don't want that, if you don't need it, technology is an incredible thing. And we're lucky to be where we are now with technology and to have these resources and these gadgets and these and all these technological advancements, you know, in our grasp because they're important, especially for the people that want to or need to take advantage of them. And it goes hand in hand with the fact that if we didn't have all these advancements and if you didn't have your cell phone and you didn't have your computer and you didn't have your PDA and you didn't have all these different things and all these advancements, then we might not have things in the hospital either that we need, you know, or we not have something, you know, for some kind of testing that we need, whether it's testing in your home or testing for carbon monoxide or testing for whatever it is or something that just needs to, you know, the advancements for testing your vehicle to find out what's wrong with it. You know, they put it on the scope or they put it on this machine to test and find out what's, you know, to find a problem within the electrical or whatever. Like advancements are necessary. You wouldn't be afraid of that machine. Oh, I have to bring my car in and get it hooked up to the scope thing. If, you know.
Yes, but those people aren't afraid of it, but they'd be afraid to use it.
Sure. But I think in general, a lot of people are, to some degree, a lot of people are afraid of technology. And the advancements and what they think that it's doing and doing to kids and doing to, you know, meanwhile, it's got a lot to do with the kids and the people themselves and their personalities and what they and their upbringing. And you know what I mean?
Absolutely. For sure.
What was it they say about the NRA against crimes with weapons, with guns?
Guns don't kill people.
There you go. Yeah.
People kill people.
Yeah. It's the one pulling the trigger. So, but definitely computers are a big part of, you know, the war with technology. So many people are afraid, especially, I guess, older people, for one thing, I think are to some degree usually afraid of the computer. And I found something on the net that said that so you may find the idea of using computer daunting or fearing that it must be very complicated, but it need not be. A computer is just another machine that can help to make life easier, actually. You think it's difficult, but it's actually something made to make your life easier. Just like a microwave, a washing machine, a telephone. And all you need to do is decide what you want from the computer and learn how to use one.
I want free sex.
You can get it online. Cyber sex, they call it.
Cyber sex.
So there you go.
That's going to be tightly to our today's song.
There you go. So, you know, that's an aspect, you know, people fearing the computer because they think it's difficult to use. Whereas, It's
as he talks. I was just hanging on to it. I just disconnected it. Sorry.
It's you know, only as difficult I think as you make it, for the most part, because it really is pretty simple. You know, when you get down to the nitty gritty of basics of a computer, you know what I mean? To use it for, and it's very important things that people need or should have a computer for, like keeping in contact with family and friends and things like that. And, you know, being able, maybe some more complicated things, like being able to fax and being able to do this and that. You know, some people may have a go to the nearest print shop to fax something, or they get somebody to fax for them, or they have a fax machine in their house. Meanwhile, the computer will do it, and they have no idea because all they use it for is to go on the internet or something small. Like, it does a lot more. And I think people should take advantage of that and not be afraid. You can't really wreck anything, even learning. And there's a lot of resources available for people to learn.
I think a lot of people are afraid they are going to break it, and then it's going to cost them money because they're going to have to bring their computer into some shop of some kind.
They're all a lot of people are misled when they first go buy a computer because of, you know, the way that things are out there. Somebody's on a commission. They want to sell you the next one up, the better one. They want to steer you away from this, away from that, give you the wrong information when you're buying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
got to
research yourself,
Macs,
and talk to somebody that knows. Talk to somebody that uses a computer. Talk to a friend before you actually make a decision and just like, you know, I think I need a computer, and go to a store and ask somebody about it.
That's crazy.
You're not going to get, yeah, it is.
Yeah. You want to have some background knowledge before you walk into a computer store.
Absolutely.
Because I know a guy who runs a computer store, and I know for a fact that every person who comes in there, he has to read them within their first two or three sentences.
That's what it's about for a salesman.
Is this guy a geek? Is this guy a grandmother who's granddaughter?
They'll flat out ask you too. Are you familiar with computers? Did you have one before? You know, how familiar are you with it? Have you used one? Do you know anything about it? Have you surfed the internet? Have you done this and done that? And you catch on pretty quick to the person. And okay, well, you need this one because this one is, you know, and if you, oh, the virus isn't, you have to have the antivirus software, and you have to have this, and you have to, you know, and it's really frustrating, monotonous, you know. But old people, and then the other thing is families, parents with young kids, but the parents don't really use computers, don't know much about it. You know, just at that age where they just didn't happen for them to use them, didn't really need it in school, didn't get one later, you know, that kind of thing. And all they know of the computer is the negative things. You know, the internet's bad. There's they see on the news, usually what you see on the news is negative. You know, child molesters on the chat rooms that portray somebody that they're not, and that kind of thing. And they take all that negative stuff, and no, I don't want my kids using a computer. Meanwhile, a computer is the, you know, the most precious thing they could have during their school years.
Yes.
Really?
It can be very helpful. I think there has to be a certain amount of supervision on the part of parents when their kids are on the computer, not necessarily just for what they're seeing, because
can
a lot
you
of
block that, everything out?
No.
I've read on some things that, you know, parents say, well, we block everything out, but I don't know that you can block everything.
Everything bad, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, you can block everything bad out, but then you end up blocking stuff that you don't want to block.
Right. Okay. For them? For the kids?
For the kids, yeah.
Oh.
Like, there's just settings. I mean, they just can be algorithms that try to pick out words and image file names on a web page and figure out if this is a bad.
I've read that some parents will let their kids have a computer in the room, but they have it blocked. But who knows what the kids maybe are or aren't seeing? I don't know. But there are some that only allow them to use it in front of them. They have it in the main room of the house, and you can only use it on there, and you only get a certain amount of time. You know, do your homework. If you want some free time on it, then, you know, whatever. And I don't see anything wrong with that at all, especially if it's supervised like that.
That's a good way to do it for sure. I like a computer in a central location in the house. But then as your kids get older, they're just going to have their own computer eventually.
Eventually. But maybe when as they grow up and mature, they make better choices with the computer, possibly, you know, use it for, hopefully for things maybe that they should and things that they shouldn't. But at least even no matter what they're looking at, to know right from wrong. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're in a chat room, some guy says, you know, hey, I live around that area, maybe we'll meet, you know that's wrong. Those are the things that they have to know, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Don't
that talk. You'd hope your kids know. And if they are using a computer in the room alone or whatever, then hopefully those values are instilled in them that no issue is going to arise from it. And it does all the time. There's no escaping that. That happens all the time.
Yes, but the kids aren't getting enough attention from their parents
it's the kids
to begin
and the
with.
Parents and yeah, that's what it's all about.
If a kid's going to go out looking for attention on the computer, then there's something. There's some back issues there that aren't being addressed, and you can't blame the computer
and again,
or the internet.
It's not the what's the?
It's not
gun
the
thing
gun that shoots people. It's the people who shoot people.
There you go.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's.
What about other things like a PDA or a cell phone or things like that?
An iPhone.
People afraid of those things? Somebody afraid to have a phone? Yeah, I could use a phone. I really could use a phone because I work like 20 hours a day and it'd really be handy because I could, you know, let my wife know I'm going to be late and I could do this and I can do that. But I just, I don't know. I don't think I know how to use it. Or
I think phones
I don't know
are,
which one to buy. Or
yeah, I don't think phones are in that category anymore. I think they're just so ubiquitous. I see people now who I would have never thought have a cell phone and they have one now.
I see that too, actually. And they're texting all day long. Everybody. And I'm like, I don't even know how to send a text message.
See, there you go. You're the old fogey.
I'm the old fogey. No, I've done it occasionally, but I have to pay for my text message, so I don't use it.
Oh, okay.
I send texts from the internet to people, but I don't usually use it on my phone because I don't have a text package.
Text package.
Yeah. If I had the text package or use it for the net or use the computer as a modem to hook up to the computer. These are power users.
That's a great way to do it. Hook up your computer to a Bluetooth phone that's wired to the internet.
Right. Then you get internet everywhere. So.
Exactly.
But it costs money. Yeah. You have to have that data plan. You know,
data
kind
plans.
Of
yeah.
No. Data plan.
Data. You say data. I say data.
So what other kinds of technologies are there that people may be afraid of or.
I had something.
Or some of our other points.
No, perhaps. Yeah. There was something else that I had in my head as far as people who are, iPod. I was thinking of an iPod. People who there's millions of people who own iPods, hundreds of millions of people who own iPods, but a lot of them do not know how to use it to its maximum. Like it's like buying a computer and just surfing the web on it or doing
right.
email. They're just throwing songs on there. Whereas the new generation of iPods,
it's playing video. It's
got your calendars on there.
Calendars
got your photos
your
on there.
Contacts. Your phone numbers and everything goes on that.
Yeah.
You have TV capabilities on it to
so
play it. TV capabilities,
how
television.
Do you do that?
How do you do it?
Yeah, tell me how to do it.
Well, you can't make me go through all that. You have to plug in a cable that plugs into the TV, but it's got the capability of running out to the TV.
Out to a
you
TV.
You have an alarm clock on there.
I know.
You can
yes.
wake up with that thing every morning.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Audio books that people don't really realize. You know, you listen to music, audio book. Hey, I can... listen to a book. Cool.
And that brings us to our sponsor.
Games as well. Sponsor?
Audible. Yeah, audible.com.
Oh, you still a member?
Yes.
You still do that thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you regularly still get?
Not regularly, no. Because I'm just back ordered. Like, I got so many built up.
Okay.
So, what am I called? A light listener.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't cost anything per month, but I get a special rate when I do buy a book. So
cool.
What else was I going to say about the iPod? One more thing. Oh, I didn't want people to be confused when you say it does TV. Like you can plug an antenna into here and watch TV on here. No. But you could download TV programs on here from iTunes. You can rent.
Right. Yeah.
TV
you can
programs.
Download stuff on there. You can also, I was going to say, you can record on them. You can
yes,
record on your iPod. You can also get the Nike hookup and keep track of your cardio workouts when you're running and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
It plugs into that. You can get so many different things.
But some people just use them.
The FM thing that you get with that. And then it also allows you FM from your iPod
yep.
and something else it does too.
It's a remote.
A remote, yeah, a remote yeah. control. So, and there's so many gadgets out there just for the iPod that, you know, most people don't take advantage of all the things that an iPod can do. I know I don't only take advantage of half of mine. It's not that often I actually get time really to play a game on it or anything. Or
oh,
I
yeah, there's games too. We didn't
to
say that.
I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but
oh,
you
I'm
don't
sorry.
Listen to me. So
well, sometimes I'm thinking of what I'm going to say next.
Okay. So yeah, there's a lot to an iPod. And then again, you're faced with that decision. Do I buy the iPod? Or do I buy a Zune?
No, that's what I'm saying. Some people just put music on them. And, you know, you can buy like a $20 MP3 player.
A cheap thing that just holds
yeah.
music, sure.
Yeah, that's all it does is
and
music.
They don't use them as a hard drive. Like the iPods that we have, the classic, are 160 gigabytes. You can put movies, music, pictures, and all kinds of different documents and things that you use it as an external hard drive or put it on something that you have to give to somebody else. and bring it over there, sure. plug it in, and you know. So there's a lot of uses for it, you know, besides just music.
I wish I had a little fold-down USB thing and just plug it in. It'd be just like a thumb drive.
Yeah, that would
be big as a really big thumb now.
Yep, press a button and it pops out the bottom. But
something.
Are you afraid of technology or any technology in any way, shape, or form?
No, I don't think
so. Is there anything that bothers you about... There's something that bothers me about technology, actually, and I'm at war with technology.
Tell
us
why. In
this respect. It's the fact that there's so much cool stuff that I'm never going to be able to take advantage of it all before I'm dead. That's how I feel sometimes. There's so much I want to do and so many things I want to see and so many things I want to learn. I'm not going to have time. You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
For all this. There's too much. There's so much. It, just looking in the dock or your desktop or your computer at all the icons of all the things to do. You don't have time for all that.
You're saying you could waste a lot of time.
I suppose I could wait. Not necessarily waste, but there are a lot of things I like to do.
Oh, right.
I don't always have time to do them all, but learning new things too. Like, you know, how we actually use Nicecast and we broadcast over the internet. There's programs that do video broadcasts like that and multiple video casts. So you can use more than one camera and do a lot of different things. Like that stuff would be so cool to take advantage of. And am I ever going to have time to do that? I don't think so. And that's things I'd like to do. You know what I mean?
No.
I have a lot of recordings that are half finished because I don't have time to do them. And a lot of new things that learning and finding new plugins that are really cool and all these different things and new stuff coming up all the time. And I don't have time for it all.
Because you're writing a book.
I
think that's the most productive thing you could be doing.
What's that?
I think that's the most productive thing you should be doing.
Yeah, probably is. And even writing the book, like there's so many different writing softwares out there that I would like to check them all out and take advantage of them all, or see what they, you know, that kind of stuff.
And what do you use now?
I use a program called Scrivener.
Oh, you use Scrivener. Okay.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Book
writing software.
But there are other ones that I'd like to just check them out and don't really have the time. And then something new comes out and things I'd like to do, you know, just maybe things I'd like to do in my life that you can, you know, utilize technology to take advantage of these things, like writing a screenplay or writing a movie and a documentary, hint, hint, and things like that. And you'd utilize technology and the computer and things like that for it, but I don't necessarily have time. So I'm at war with that. I'm tearing myself apart.
So there's some...
Yeah, I'm going to have some tea.
It's a tension. The technology is creating tension for you.
Because it's just it's so much, so fast, and I don't get to take advantage of it all enough.
No.
I don't get to use my webcam enough. And all the little gadgets that are available to buy. Like, there's just a million things, and it's all so cool.
iChat doesn't see that camera, does it?
iChat?
Yeah.
iChat, I believe, sees the camera. Photo booth doesn't.
Because I see you online sometimes, but... and I was online...
I don't have it plugged in, usually.
Oh, okay. There you, I don't use it enough. If I see you're on iChat and you got...
Yeah, but I'm doing other things. I can't hog the resources, or I just don't have time to plug it in, and I'm on there for some reason or whatever, because you said go on there, but then you're gone.
Hog the resources, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the Stone Ages here with this power book.
I think that's the whole thing. You're at war, you're getting tension because you think there's so much more use coming out of that power book. You got to use it till you're done, until I felt, I really got my use out of that power book.
No, it's not necessarily that, but it's just all the things that, you know, I'm not that big of an Excel user.
Yeah.
And I would like to do more stuff with Excel, but I don't have time to...
Excel?
Yeah, well, something in a you know, database type setup, like a...
File maker.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Either one, yeah. File maker seems really cool to me, and I just don't have time to learn it and do it and everything.
Bento is for what you want, I think.
That's like a easier one, I think. It's more kind of pre-programmed type stuff.
Consumer-based database software.
But,
Time? How are we doing on time? I think we should maybe break it up with a tune and then come back to maybe some people who are not necessarily intimidated or are afraid of the technology, but who utilize the technology, but know that there's more to it and that are just not using the technology to its fullest.
Not getting everything out of it that they can, maybe.
Right.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
In 1980, Neil Young came out with an album that was a total departure from anything he had done before. You know, he'd done the hard rock and Crazy Horse stuff. Plus, he did the softer stuff, like, you know, the acoustic style stuff. And then he worked with Crosby, Stills, and Nash as well. But in 1980, he came out with an album that he used voice synthesizers and electric MIDI bass sounds out of his guitar. And he came out with an album called Trans. It was kind of like a futuristic type of album. And on there, he did a cool cover of Mr. Soul also, if you want to check that out. You can go on iTunes and check it out. But the tune we're going to play this week from the Trans CD from Neil Young is Sample and Hold.
Satisfaction, guaranteed, please specify.
Neil Young, there you go. And Lippo, you're saying?
We have an ID for the tech spot, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, back to what we were talking about earlier, at war with technology. Now, there's some people out there that have computers, have PDAs, have cell phones, have iPods. They use them, but they feel that they're not using them to their fullest ability.
We kind of started to get into that, actually, with the iPod, because it does so much more than just play music.
Right.
But your cell phone, most people use their cell phone maybe in case of an emergency, or to give a quick call somewhere, home or work if they're running late or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they use it for text messaging.
I'm starting to do that more often as my son has a phone. It's about texting.
Your cell phone can do some pretty incredible things. Usually now they'll have their Bluetooth enabled, so you can use a wireless earpiece so your hand's free.
Right. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so, you know, if you're driving and things like that, then you... you don't actually have to, you know, necessarily. Some of them, Atlanta's got one now. It just answers. It'll ring a couple times in case you want to pick it up. It just answers. There's no button pressing or anything. Mine, I press a button to answer the phone in my Bluetooth headset.
Oh, right.
Hers just answers.
I think that's just going to be standard in all cars now. Like, you know, eventually all cars that are made are just going to have a way for your phone to hook up to the Bluetooth so you hear them through the stereo.
Right. A lot of them are doing that now, aren't they?
A lot of them are doing it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think it's become standard at some point. But the Bluetooth also is good for transferring contact information and other stuff that's on your phone onto your computer and vice versa.
Right. Yeah. Even ringtones and things like that. Some people get into that stuff, the ringtones and those kinds of things. But sometimes a contact, send another contact, your contact is information to somebody else's phone. You'll do it via Bluetooth or between your computer. You're using your phone as a modem to connect your computer to the internet. The one thing that I find sort of odd about, in most cases when I use my Bluetooth headset, if somebody, the other party hangs up the phone, my mind disconnects and I'm done. I don't have to do anything or hang up or anything like that.
Right.
But what happens when if they both have the same thing, so nobody hangs up. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, so the Bluetooth thing is obviously very handy, and it's a wireless technology, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's a way of two things talk to each other.
And then also with the cell phones, what are the other capabilities? They have games as well.
You can play games on your cell phone, yes.
And a lot of them, you can listen to music. Yeah, they're MP3 players.
Sure. Nokia is coming out with an unbelievable line of phones that are really blurring the lines between a PDA and a wireless device and a telephone.
We used one of them before. Was it on the Jabbercast or was it they used in the Easy Mac podcast about one of those? Was it Nokia or something?
The NA10, yeah, is not a phone. It does everything else. It's a voice recorder. It's a video taker. Right. It shows videos. It does everything except it's not a phone. It's a wide, it's like a PSP-shaped thing.
And we can't forget the camera. The camera's built into the, and video into the phones now. Most of them have those capabilities, a camera and a video recorder.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Let alone digital cameras, which is, so many people are afraid of the digital camera still, or they don't have a digital camera, especially the ones with babies and kids and, you know, all these memories that they could be filming and taking pictures of, and they don't have anything.
That's what they're doing. They're filming with film, getting throwaway cameras.
Videotape style stuff and all that old stuff that they can't transfer to the computer, can't really put it on a DVD. And so you can't share it as easy as you can with modern technology.
You know it.
So I think that that poses a problem to me. It would make me want to run out and buy whatever it is I need to be able to share things easily.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. All your friends are online. You should be too.
Pretty much. There's a large portion of the population that's online. That's for sure.
We're gonna move on and come back with a technology talk.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right. Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo.
This is kind of ironic. Tech Talk on a show that's about technology.
That's right. So maybe we should have had this section on the Jabbercast. and just talk about the Jabbercast. No. So what about technology?
We are going to be talking about tax software.
Oh, nice. Tax season's over.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about that for? That's what you told me earlier.
Well, people are going to have to remember our little talk here for next year.
Well, that's the whole thing. Tax season just ended, and many of you paid $30 to $60 or more to have somebody do your taxes when you could have spent $20 on the software and just did it yourself, but you were intimidated by QuickTax Basic, by simple software with little numbers in the box that tells you where to put everything.
Right.
And you can do yours, you can do your wife's, you can do like five more that are under $25,000. So if you, you know, even if you wanted to split on it with some people and pay $3 each or whatever, you know what I mean? It's cheap. It's inexpensive. Do your taxes at your own leisure.
You're not supposed to be sharing software.
No, no, you don't share it. You're allowed to do a certain number of tax preparations. Ours is, I think, five.
Ours what? What do you use? Tell me. What's your tax situation?
QuickTax Basic. And Lana and I do our separate taxes.
On a PC.
And with over a certain amount of money, you can do the two. And I think you can do up to five. So the other three have to be under, say, $25,000 or whatever the amount is. Or you can do five of them altogether that are under a certain, you know what I mean? But you get five, yeah, you get, you use five, you can do five preparations from
that. That doesn't run on a Mac.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It runs on PC. But exactly. It does run on a Mac if you have Windows XP on your Mac. Intel Macs now run PC. And, so you can still use it. It's very difficult to find, especially in Canada, tax software to run on the Mac. Do you have it?
No. I use QuickTax Online.
Okay. Yeah. Even the online. That's great. That's fantastic. I've used that before. You just go do it online. It doesn't cost anything.
If it's under 25 grand.
If it's under 25 grand.
Actually, you can do your whole tax return. You cannot save it, print it, or file it. But you can do your whole return online.
If it's under 25 grand, you can't save it.
You can't save it, but you can do it. You can figure out what your taxes are online.
What would be
the use of that other than the calculations they give you and everything?
To do it after, but yeah, it's even buying the software, I mean, for $20, it's fine.
QuickTax has changed the policy quite a bit. Last year, it was $25 for the first return that you file, and then it was $9.99 for everyone after that.
Online. Right, okay.
This year, $24.99 every single return.
Yeah, yeah. They have to make... They get you hooked on, you know, doing it a certain way and doing it online, then they reel you in.
They reeled me.
Yeah, that's what they do. I am now
officially reeled.
So you could have bought this software... Even if you had to throw virtual PC on for the short period of time and did your taxes, and it doesn't cost you anything.
I'd rather not use Windows. And there is a Mac piece of software out there.
Is there?
Yes. My buddy Eric Boss told me about it. Mm-hmm. And I have heard of it, but I just totally forgot about it. I never really researched it.
Because, Mac Tax.
Because I've always had QuickTax software, and then they stopped making it for the Mac.
I wonder why they did that.
I'm not sure.
But Mac people want to do their taxes too?
Yes, they do. But you're able to go online and use the little tax file that it creates from the year before just to upload it. And then the online thing just keeps track of that.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it, because I did it with the software. So they say upload the file that we created with our software and you'll just be good to go. And it was $19.99 for the first one and $9.99 for each one after that. 5 minutes. Here we go. So should people do that? Should people use tax software? I think the people who we're talking about today, the intimidated people, it sure is one good way for you to work on a program, one program, and it has one specific goal, and that's to get your taxes done.
Just start them early. You don't want to run out of time trying to learn something new.
No, and then once you do once, you'll be kind of proud of yourself and say, yeah, look at that. I did my taxes. I filed them. I did everything online, and I'll do so other people's now if they want me to.
Now I can do some graphic designing.
What?
Well, since I conquered that, another quick thing I wanted to mention was Adobe wants to have their Flash format available in more mobile units, gadgets, and things,
sure.
So that you can probably get the YouTube type stuff and just play them on the machine there. So that would be pretty simple, huh?
Play them on what machine?
On your mobile phones or mobile PDAs and things like that.
There's a lot of mobile devices that do support.
Devices, there it is, yeah.
that do support the latest version of Flash, FlashSign, okay. But there are a lot that don't.
Right.
So what Adobe is going to do with their Flash software now is they're going to open it up. They're going to make it an open source project so that more people will be able to work on it and make it work with the zillion of devices
so
that are out there.
Yeah, so that's more compatible with everything.
Exactly. So
nothing wrong with that.
I'm not sure. I think they're going to lose some money as far as the licensing goes, but they got enough stuff.
I think everybody's they're losing money anyway elsewhere.
What, Adobe is, you think?
Yeah, I mean, just from online pirateers and so forth.
Hey, matey.
Some money. So we're going to come back in a moment with the Jabber quote.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay, Isaac Asimov. That's what I have. You have a quote too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me give you mine really quick.
And who was Isaac Asimov?
Isaac Asimov.
What was
Asimov. He's the one that wrote from the movie there, wasn't it? 1980?
Yeah.
Computer kind of thing or something?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
And some books and whatnot. But I do not fear computers. I fear the lack of them.
That sounds familiar.
That's from a guy that digs technological advancement. I do not fear computers. I fear the lack of them.
What does he mean by that?
It means if there is a lack of computers or a lack of technology, then that is going to, that's going to set us back. That's going to hold us back. And that's what he fears. Don't fear the computer. Fear the lack of computers or the lack of technology and the lack that we will instill upon ourselves.
Ooh.
If we don't progress forward constantly.
Right.
Okay.
There's no sense in regretting where we could be when we could be there.
Yeah. Don't fear the computer. Fear what we'll lose if that doesn't advance constantly.
And so, as Blois Chacault said, don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah. Yeah. No, never fear the Reaper.
You want to do two quotes?
Yeah, slide it in quick.
Really quick. This one's by one of our favorites as well, Albert Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Technological progress is like an axe in the hands of a pathological criminal.
Technological what?
Progress. The progress of technology is like an axe in the hands of a pathological criminal.
That's only stating something bad about it, I think.
Exactly. He's saying...
I'm surprised.
He's not a big fan of the tech.
No, he's more interested in a piece of chalk and a board.
With the letter to write E it on. And M and C.
MC equals MC squared.
Whatever that is.
So,
Hemingway.
I think he'd change his mind now if he was
around. Yeah, when did he die? In this 1960 or something?
Yeah, BC, wasn't it? Before Christ.
He had hair like a caveman, that's for sure.
Or was it AD, after death?
Okay. After death.
So you have the Jabber quote. Did you mention who they were by?
Brought no, to us we by? Didn't. We were going to dive into it before we did the ID, so I just kind of...
Well, they were brought to us by...
Steve and Larry! Fine purveyors of used technology. Get your 8-track tape machines at Steve and Larry's on the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
Nice. I'm waiting for you to do a Here's Johnny. Okay.
Here's Big JD.
You can visit us on the web, www.thejabbercast.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can go to the contact page and...
Go to the contact page and fire up the My Chingo widget. Hit the record your message button and you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to speak right into your computer and your message will come through on the other end. And we'll play it on the show for sure.
And I just want to say in closing that, you know, for those of you that are afraid of technology,
we should have some music behind us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Afraid of its advancements and, you know, afraid of trying something new in general. You know, our generation will be there someday, afraid of something, perhaps something like genetics. You know, our grandchildren will ask us why we won't allow the doctor to grow us a new heart so we can live longer or something like that. at some point in time, you know, they're going to be advanced so far that, you know, they could just grow us a new heart. But we say, no, I don't want to do that. That's, you know, it's wrong or it's this or it's that.
Voodoo.
But, you know, a lot of the things that people are saying today about maybe just using the computer. So don't be at war with technology. And next week, it's the Mother's Day show. Is it actually Mother's Day on that date, the 11th, actually?
Ooh, yeah,
I think it is Mother's Day on the 11th. So we'll drag our moms through the mud that day. But we'll pay some homage to our mothers. And if you have a good story about your mother, let us know via the My Chingo widget on the contact page of the Jabbercast site.
Please do.
So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.